Yeah, and welcome to the comment show where we read you a comment. Oh, wait, that's not this show. This is a different show. This is Armbar! Yes, we're a recap Raw and SmackDown, though. We're not doing much on Raw, even though it was the go-home show. It sucked. Oh, man. They really need to bring that back down to 2 hours. But we do have four things to talk about for Monday Night Raw. First off, woo! Stephanie McMahon, I just don't like her. I've said this before.
Yeah.
Like, as a person, I'm sure she's great. I mean, whatever. But as a character, I just want to smack her. And not like a heel. Like, I don't physically ever want to smack a woman, but goddamn do I want to smack Stephanie McMahon. And it's not even a good character. She's just a bitch. Like, talking down to Mick Foley the way she did. Fuck, I don't even like Mick Foley. And I was like, fuck you. God. And it's like, she's like, my husband retired you. Bullshit he did. Foley had like at least 4 or 5 matches after his last match with Triple H in WWE. Then he went to TNA, which I know it doesn't count in the WWE, but I'm counting it. Counts.
We're not in the WWE, so.
I count it. Also, I gave up beer for Lynn, so pray for me. Hashtag pray for Josh.
Anywho.
That's appropriate. It's Ash Wednesday. Okay. Notice how we didn't go to church, though, yet we still gave up stuff for Lent. I didn't give up booze all the way, though. Whiskey's good for the soul.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, Stephanie was a bitch to Foley. Like, we know he's getting a hit replaced. We know he's going off TV. But, goddamn, why does the... why does the WWE... Like, why do the McMahons feel they have to embarrass people like that?
I don't know. I don't know where that comes from.
It drives me fucking insane. Let the man have his dignity. He lost a fucking ear for this business. And teeth. And The Undertaker thought he killed him once.
Twice. 3 times of Mick Foley.
Probably. God.
I'm sure many people thought they killed him. I'm sure Edge thought he killed him, spearing him through a flaming table.
With the exception of Owen Hart, no one else has given up more for the WWE.
Oh my God, that's awful.
Maybe the Von Erichs have given up more to this business. China? She's an angel because she's dead. That's why no one takes this podcast seriously. I don't care. All right, moving on. Kevin Owens and Goldberg had another good promo. Kevin Owens has... Oh, speaking of Kevin Owens, I'm totally scatterbrained tonight. So, you know Max Landis, the famous director John Landis' son, Max, who's done a couple things. I think he wrote Chronicle. I know he didn't direct it. I think he wrote it, though.
I think you're right. I'm not
whatever.
Gonna remember.
Max Landis is a big wrestling fan, which gives him credo, because Max Landis, like, sometimes I like him, sometimes I hate him. He's very scatterbrained. Mm-hmm. So some things he says, I, like, love, like, his idea to do a Lethal Weapon Predator crossover is fucking brilliant. I don't know why Hollywood hasn't done that.
And that's what we got.
Think how awesome that would be, though.
That's
like,
how we got
original
freaking,
Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, I mean,
I've heard the Fox show is good, but it's not Lethal Weapon to me.
I mean, I'm sure that's how we ended up with...
There's only one Riggs and one Murtaugh to me.
Yeah.
And that is Mel Gibson, which Hacksaw Ridge is awesome if you haven't seen it.
It's a good movie.
God, it's good. It's so good. Getting some Mountain Dew now. Brought to you by Mountain Dew. We're just like WWE. Sponsored by Mountain Dew.
I wonder how it's going to turn out when I put in the green screen.
That'd be pretty cool. In my butterbeer cup from Universal. But, so he does these videos on WWE, which are, it's brilliant, too, because he breaks it down, like, Hollywood storytelling. Like, he talks about it very kayfabe, like, mm-hmm. but in a manner, like, you would dissect a Oscar-worthy film. Mm-hmm. And he does this thing about Kevin Owens, how Kevin Owens is, like, his character's almost like a kid who was bullied, and he took that being bullied, and now that he's bigger and stronger, he bullies people. Mm-hmm. And how when Kevin Owens is really mad, he does this different facial thing, which is what I gotta look for now. Mm-hmm. If I remember to do this tomorrow when we put this up on YouTube, I'll link the description to Max Landis's discussion about Kevin Owens. Mm-hmm. But it's really good. Like, he talks about how, like, Kevin Owens, when he's really mad, goes to this different state. Like, when he's really healing up, like when he slams Sami Zayn down. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. And I don't know if Kevin Owens consciously does this.
He does, because he's talking about it on the Stone Cold podcast this week.
Oh, he's on the Stone... Oh, no, he hasn't been on the Stone Cold. He was on Jericho.
Yeah.
So it's like... And Max has said he's noticed this since he was Kevin Steen back in, like, Ring of Honor or something like that. So I got to go back and look at all this stuff. Yeah. But it was really interesting to hear Max Landis talk about this. And I guess you said Kevin Owens talked about this on Stone Cold podcast.
Yeah. He likes to turn... Like, he talks about how everyone talks about when, like, the biggest stars, all they do is they turn themselves up to 11 in the ring, and that's how they're successful. He does something a little bit different. He sections himself off, and he, at the right time, he will turn up certain aspects of his personality if it's called for. So that's why we have a bunch of different versions of Kevin Owens since he's been called up to the main roster.
Yeah. He does a really good job. Kevin Owens is one of the better heels. I wish they booked him stronger leading up to this, because they're booking him pretty strong now with these promos, mm-hmm. or he's booking himself really strong with these promos. Mm-hmm. And I take his whole not being booked strong as his body type, because as King Ross says, Vince McMahon loves big sweaty men.
Check out the podcast. It's a really good one. Though
I'll probably listen to it tomorrow.
He was starting to drive.
Because tomorrow's my Friday, because I'm taking Friday off. Why am I taking Friday off, Nelson? Why are you taking Friday off?
The Switch!
Yes!
But this ain't a video game podcast, so we got
to
go back.
Oh, no. I'm going to talk about the Switch for a second. Because I'm going to... No, it's a good segue. It's a good segue. All right. Because... Tune in midnight or leading up to midnight on this very channel, on this YouTube channel for you YouTube viewers, audio streamers, search Clash of the Nerds on the YouTube. We don't have a URL just yet. We're working on that. Soon to come. But we'll be bringing to you live from Virginia our place in line at the midnight opening of GameStop to get our Switch. My Switch, actually, because I bought it. But it's the channel Switch, because I'm going to use that as a tax write-off, because... No, seriously, I can. This is a business. We put money into it. We can use the shit we buy for this as a business, which technically, because you use that as a camera, you can write that off. Mm. Actually, you can't, because you bought it last year and you already did your taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
But we'll be in line. We're going to be broadcasting live from the line. We're going to interview people in line. We're going to do an unboxing. We may do it on the Facebook page. Facebook.com, what is it, slash... Clash of the Nerds?
Clash of the Nerds, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, so look for us on, if you haven't liked us on Facebook, like us on Facebook. Because we're going to try YouTube, because that reaches a bigger audience. But if we can't,
you should do YouTube on your phone, and I'll do Facebook on mine.
Yeah, maybe. Well, we're going to broadcast
live. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we're gonna broadcast it live from the line.
One of the two, or both.
Then Friday morning, Thursday night at midnight, we're going to do it when we get home. So probably about 12:15, we're going to unbox the system. Mm-hmm. And
look at it, because he won't have any of his games.
No. I'm gonna buy Zelda twice so I can do that.
Oh man.
So that's a quick ad for our other podcast. Definitely tune in Friday. We're gonna do all kinds of fun stuff with the Switch. And as you know from the YouTube channel and the Facebook and the webpage, what's that webpage, Nelson?
ClashOfTheNerds.com.
It's Nintendo Week for us, where we are doing all things Nintendo, which is why Nintendo has invaded this podcast, because the best wrestling game ever is WWE No Mercy for what system?
The Nintendo 64,
and I'll drink to that.
Woo! Honorable mentions to the Super NES games.
They're all terrible.
They were fun for the time.
Yeah, we've played them as adults. No Mercy's still fun. Those games suck. And actually, that's what we need to do. We need to do on the wrestling podcast, we need to do the old wrestling games, and we still haven't done our top 10 wrestling games list yet.
Oh, yeah.
But moving back to the wrestling podcast, the New Day came out. They had a very lame Oscar joke, which I don't know if the Green Bay audience didn't find it funny, and more on the Green Bay audience being a terrible audience later, or if they just didn't watch the Oscars, because there was no reaction to that.
It was probably a combination of both.
I think people from Green Bay are stupid. Bunch of cheese-eating, fat cows. And the Packers suck. Oh, man, who ripped the Packers? Charlotte ripped the Packers, talking shit about Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. And I was like, yes, Charlotte! Yes, but that segment was also lame. And we're not really covering too much of Raw, because Raw, even for the go-home show, was terrible.
It was not.
But the last thing I want to talk about on Raw was Seth Rollins' little interview with Corey Graves. And during, he's doing this heartfelt promo, like, oh, I'm going to miss WrestleMania second year in a row, blah, 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 blah. And they start chanting CM Punk. Fuck you, Green Bay. Seriously? There's a time and a place for that. Mostly when Stephanie McMahon's on the mic, because I don't care what she has to say. But I wanted to hear what Seth Rollins has to say, because he is one of the best guys on Raw right now. Top three, at least. My top three are him, Owens, and Balor. And Jericho's like 3A.
Yeah, there we go.
Because he's up there, but he's not on the show right now because he's doing Fozzy stuff. But
Is he doing Fozzy stuff right now?
He's in Europe. But yeah, it's like, come on, man. It's like,
That was really dumb. It's just like, look, he's not coming back anytime soon.
No, he's never coming back. Let it go, crowd. Stop chanting CM Punk. Seriously, stop it. He's not coming back if you chant his name. He's not. Punk is one of those guys. He will come back when he wants to come back. He doesn't care if you want him back. He doesn't care if Vince wants him back. Like, probably the only person he cares about wanting him to go back is his dog. If he, like, and he doesn't get drunk and he doesn't do drugs, so I don't know how his dog's going to talk to him. But his dog said one day, his dog learned to talk, said, CM Punk, go back to WWE. Then he'd go back. But I guarantee
But then he'd first tell everyone that his dog can talk.
Yeah.
But I would tell everybody my dog
I would say, as far as wrestling goes, you will see CM Punk in New Japan or Ring of Honor before you saw him back in the WWE. So, stop chanting for him. He's not coming. It's been 3 years now. Let it go. Frozen. Let it go. James Bay, I think is that guy's name. Let it go. And I'm sure other people have sung a song called Let It Go. Just fucking let it go. Not happening. Never again.
As much as I would love to see that happen, I agree. It's not going to happen.
I don't even care anymore. Because, you know, we got so many good... Because at the time when he first left, yes, there was a vacuum. But we have Seth Rollins. We have Kevin Owens. We have AJ Styles. We have Roman Reigns. That was a joke. We have the New Day because they're brilliant. We have freaking Dolph Ziggler. We've always had Dolph Ziggler. John Cena's putting in some great work. The Miz has been doing his best work ever, and we'll get back to that. I'll say the women's division is fantastic. We have so much going on right now that we don't need CM Punk. You hear that, Punk? We don't need you. Some of us want you, but we don't need you. Finn Balor. And we got Bobby Roode and Austin Aries down on NXT, and Austin Aries is coming up soon. Probably Rude's coming up soon. Shinsuke's coming up soon. We got Joe. We don't need CM Punk. I'm sorry, CM who? Not even going to wear a shirt on this podcast anymore. He's dead to me now. He's Watch. Just Phil Brooks.
He's going to forget.
Anyway. I will probably forget.
And he's going
to
wear his
And you're going to zero jeans. Back to this. Didn't you say? But
and that's if I remember.
We don't need you anymore, Punk. I've moved on. Like, these fans who keep chanting CM Punk, they're like the guy who loses the one girl that they truly loved because they were idiots, and they just pine. They do nothing but cry and write bad poetry and sing songs about her. She's never coming back. Phil is never coming back. So, that's all I gotta say on that. Stop chanting his name. It's ruining shows. And I blame The Rock. Had The Rock not called him last week, people wouldn't be doing this, so no. No. Bad crowd. Bad crowd. I'd smack you with a newspaper if I had it.
Adds to the badness of Raw. That didn't happen on SmackDown.
Moving on, we're going to the good show, the SmackDown show, SmackDown Live, where we had some good stuff going. Mickey and Becky turned in a very good best of two or three falls. I guess that's the blow-off
for them. I think they're done. It might be.
Though I have heard rumors of a Becky, Mickey, Alexa triple threat at Mania. But I think we're going to see Becky and Alexa at Mania one-on-one for the title. And I think Becky's going to go over. Because I don't think Naomi's coming back by then. Because I think if Naomi could be at Mania, they would have had her drop her belt.
Yeah, I don't think so. If she could have, she wouldn't have. Because let's face it. She'd still be.
That 30-day thing is bullshit anyways. Brock Lesnar, I got the title. I'll be back in 6 months.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're not going to defend it? No. It's all good.
I'm good.
We're going to take the belt from you. Come take it. Never mind, Brock. But send Braun Strowman to get that belt. Braun Strowman will fuck him up. So we had a good match out of those two. Two good females going at it. Becky came out on top. Blow off for that. There were several highlights, but one of the nicest highlights was the Miz-Cena promo. Oh, was it good.
Did you ever think 3 years ago you'd be saying that phrase?
No, I did not. I never thought I'd ever praise the Miz. But I praised him several times on this podcast. He's doing good work. Best work Miz has ever done.
Mm-hmm.
But he was ripping on Cena, just calling him a hypocrite, stealing AJ Styles' gimmick. But nonetheless, still true.
Yeah.
And then Cena came back, and just the Miz looked like he wanted to cry.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because as good as a promo that Miz cut, and it was a damn good one.
And you know when Cena's fired up, Cena fires off some major promos, like his against The Rock. 2 years ago? Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was about 2 years ago.
Two, 3 years ago? No, 3 years ago.
Oh, 3 years ago?
It was before Punk left.
All right.
Man, so when Cena gets fired up, he cut some wicked promos.
Mm-hmm.
And when the best, though, he was like, oh, what'd he say? Something about, you're not the Undertaker, but if you keep pressing me, you will be a dead man. I was that brought out the inner high school and we were like, damn! Like, I could just imagine that being on, like, a freaking basketball court and just everyone losing their mind. It was just... And then Maurice smacked him in the face and he was like, you just made the biggest mistake of your life.
That was entertaining.
I was like, is CM Punk gonna... Is John Cena gonna have to smack a bitch? And then Nikki came out and Nikki cut a promo. And it was so funny too, because when Nikki cut that promo, because I was saying on Raw the entire time with the whole Sasha, Bayley, Charlotte, Dana Brooke thing,
yeah,
I was waiting for one of them to call another one a bitch or a cunt, and that didn't happen. And then Nikki was like, nope, bitch! Don't you touch my man! So I guess that tag match might be really entertaining, because the four of them might actually hate each other. So,
man. It remains to be seen.
I'll tell you one thing. With Cena and Miz, man, it felt like a shoot almost. It felt very shootish. I know it's not. I know it's kayfabe.
Yeah.
Oh, it felt shootish. Oh, man. It looked like Cena was ready to kill him. And it looked like Miz was ready to cry like a bitch.
Yeah.
Because hashtag Miz is a wanker bitch.
Thank you, King Ross.
Yes. No, it's not King Ross. That's, who is it?
Adam
Culture. No, it's not Adam.
The ball guy?
No, it's the guy who does the video game stuff. I can't think of his name.
I don't know that guy. Sorry, yeah. I don't watch enough What Culture.
No, I subscribe to all three of their channels, so I feel I can rip them off all I want. But I give them credit, so it's not ripping them off, it's quoting.
Yes.
So moving on, we had AJ and Luke Harper having a 2 out of 3 falls match themselves, because AJ had to beat Luke twice.
Oh my gosh, man.
So, yeah, it's so funny how the rules of wrestling are so... not fluid. Applied ever. Yeah, fluid works. Because we've seen many a time someone like have their foot on the rope, under the rope, grab their... Like Becky lost the match. Remember, she had her foot on the rope. And no one came out to reverse that decision. Dolph lost The Miz that way. No one came out to reverse that decision.
Yeah.
But Shane wants to try to screw over AJ. When Luke's foot's on the rope, the ref doesn't see it, tries to reverse it. And then Shane got some sweet chin music for his efforts, which was great, because we'll talk about AJ said to him on Talking Smack about that.
Yeah.
And then AJ wins it with a 450 off the rope.
Yeah, that was a sick 450.
So as of right then and there, he's going to WrestleMania in the main event, where AJ Styles belongs. I think if anybody on the roster right now deserves to be in the main event of Mania, it is AJ Styles.
If he gets yanked out of that freaking main event, I'm going to be so angry.
We'll get to that.
Angry.
As I tweeted today, not marking out, because AJ Styles is maybe in my top 5, but he's not my favorite, because everyone knows my favorite's Dolph. Mm. Second favorite's Alexa. But AJ should be the man in WWE going forward. Like, with Cena doing all this other stuff and not being full-time, they should focus on AJ for SmackDown. He should be the top guy on SmackDown. When Finn gets back, him and Samoa Joe should be the top two. Because I want to see him and Samoa Joe just rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
That would bring awesome. That would bring Raw back to me. Mm-hmm. And maybe put Shinsuke on SmackDown. Maybe turn AJ face. Make Shinsuke a heel. Shinsuke heals it up, goes against AJ.
I think that would be a change for him. I'm not sure. It's kind of hard to tell when you watch Japanese matches.
Yeah.
Because they don't really do heel face.
Unless you're an American.
That. Yeah.
Then you're a heel.
Oh, yeah.
But,
they just smack the shit out of each other.
Yeah. And then we had, the main event match of the night was Dolph and Apollo. And damn, did Apollo take some nasty bumps on that chair. First, he gets his throat smashed.
Oh, yeah.
Then Dolph's like, all right, I'm not done there. I'm going to drop your testicles on there. And then, I don't know if Apollo could have kicked out, but he was just like, you know what? My throat hurts. My balls hurt.
I'm done.
I'm just going to lay here and take this pin. 1, 2, 3. Dolph won, which I don't know about that, because as much as I love Dolph and I like to see him win, and I feel he needs one more push, and I think him having the IC belt would be nice. But he didn't need that win. Apollo needs some wins. Apollo,
because no one cares about Apollo Crews.
And he's one of the best workers they've got, just we don't get to see it.
Yeah, I feel bad because I...
Because you didn't see him in NXT. I saw him in NXT because I watch more NXT than you do.
I mean, I could tell that he's a really athletic guy, and I feel like he could really go, but they don't give him the opportunity.
And
that makes me not care.
Yeah. I don't care about Apollo Crews, and I was excited when he got brought up to the main roster, and almost immediately he started jobbing. I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But I did say that about him.
He smiles too much.
I did say that about him when I got back from WrestleMania, because he premiered on Raw. I did say that to you. I was like... Oh, no, I was able to watch Raw because I got back Monday morning. Yeah. That's right. And I told her, just like, man, I like Apollo in NXT, but I don't know why they brought him up, because he didn't show any personality in NXT, but he was able to he was able to showcase his matches and wrestle well.
I mean, I feel like he probably should be in the cruiserweight division if because of his style.
Yeah, he should be a cruiserweight, and maybe he can work on his personality more.
Yeah. I mean, they should start using 205 Live as the stopgap. Like, you're technically on the main roster.
And why the fuck isn't Kalisto in 205 Live? No one gives a shit about Kalisto.
He should have been in 205
But if Live. He's with other cruiserweights, I might start giving a shit. Just like when Rey Mysterio started wrestling the big boys, I stopped caring about Rey Mysterio, but damn, was I not the biggest Rey Mysterio fan back in WCW.
Oh, yeah, he was fantastic.
I would rock, like in WCW, NWO World Tour, no, Revenge, that was the second one.
Yeah.
Like, the three guys I rocked for the most part, Rey, Benoit, and Jericho. And if someone really was dicking it up, like with a heavyweight, I'd grab Sting or Goldberg.
Yeah.
But most, like, my favorite win ever in WWE Revenge was WCW Revenge. We were having this tournament at my friend John's house. And me and John were in the finals. We were facing each other for our championship for that, because I don't think you create a belt in that.
No, but not in that one.
I think he was using...
But you might have been able to use, like, the belts that were in the
Yeah, game. I think he was using Paige. I can't remember who he was using, but I was using Benoit. Mm. And the match ended, he comes at me with a clothesline, I reversed it, slapped him in the crossface, and like immediately when he hits the mat, ding, 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 I was yes!
You can't mess around with that crossface.
No, just slap that on there, choke him out like a child.
No, I didn't know that.
I like it, you let that one go.
I didn't know that I heard that, but I didn't know that John was using DDP, and that was my guy for that
game. I'm pretty sure he was using DDP, I'm trying to remember, because that was what? 18 years ago, 15
years ago? Oh, yeah. But, you know, I remember I played it, and the first time I hit that diamond cutter off the ropes, and I didn't know you could do that, I was hooked. I was like,
I didn't know I could reverse a clothesline into a crossface. Because I don't think I had my special. That's the thing. Like, I may have had my special. Again, I'm trying to remember back to a night a long time ago in high school where, just reverse them down.
That's like 18 years ago.
Oh, it was great. One thing we almost skipped over before we get to the last segment of SmackDown was... Kurt Hawkins was supposed to have a match with Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose comes out, whoops his ass, and calls out Corbin.
No, he didn't even whip his ass. He hit him with the freaking dirty deeds, and then he was done.
That's that.
Yeah, they didn't even ring the bell.
Not a nerd, not a...
He didn't get his entrance. Yeah. He just saw Dean Ambrose get in the ring and dirty deed someone, and then you realize, that was Kurt Hawkins.
And I didn't realize it was Kurt Hawkins until... Because I thought he was just coming out to cut a promo, and then... What the? Stupid haircut, Kurt Hawkins.
All I saw were the blue and orange tights. Yeah.
Okay, I know you hate Baron Corbin, but he's getting better at his promo work. Because his promo he cut on Dean was really good. I want to fight you. I don't care what you want, Dean. You're coming around. By Mania. You're going to have that Baron Corbin shirt on. Nope. You're going to have the sleeves cut off.
Nope. I will only wear that shirt if A, you buy it, and B, I lost a freaking another pay-per-view.
Yeah, as soon as that shirt goes on sale, because I ain't made of money.
No one's made
of money. You guys start clicking on the ads. We can have... You know what? We're going to set up
Patreon.
Set up Patreon. Buy Nelson a Baron Corbin t-shirt.
I don't want it!
Let us know in the comments.
I don't want it!
Or on Twitter. At Clash of the Nerds. At JOMAC006. If you want to see Nelson a Baron Corbin t-shirt, I will take... I don't ask for money from you guys, but for that, to see this man in a Baron Corbin t-shirt, look how angry we'd be. And I want you to make a promise right now. If our fans buy you that shirt, you will wear it.
I will wear it.
For a month straight. Only on the podcast. You don't have to wear it for like 30 days straight.
I was like, man, I need to wash that.
For podcasts, you have to wear that. No, all the podcasts. So the video game podcast as well.
Oh, my God.
So if you all want to see Nelson just hate life, which is entertainment for everyone... let us know at Clash of the Nerds or at JOMAC006. I will set up a PayPal or a Patreon or a GoFundMe
just
to get him that shirt.
Set up a Kickstarter if you're going
to
do that shit.
Yeah. Or you can just, like, order it and send it to us.
Oh,
just let us
God.
Know. I'll get a P.O. box just for that. We should set up a P.O. box if people want to start sending us stuff. Once we get popular. So let's get on to Bray and Randy. Bray comes up by himself, and then we cut Randy's off. He's at Abigail's cabin. He's starting to dig her up, and then he's like, no, I'm just going to burn it down. Sets it on fire. Bray loses his shit. So Randy wants to face him at Mania now.
Yeah, we finally get the turn from
which is Randy. A week after he said he didn't, or 2 weeks after. No, no 2 weeks a, after. Two weeks after. Yeah, because they had the Battle Royal last week. The week
before. Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Okay.
So
okay.
It makes me like, well, if Randy was going to face Bray always, why even do that? Why not just...
And then the segment...
The segment was okay, but it makes me think they didn't know what they wanted to do at first, and they decided to go this way.
Feel like they're like, okay, so we're not having him do that, then what the hell do we do now?
Yeah, so what's Luke gonna do? So
there's a lot of just things that are just very confusing as a viewer.
Yeah, so,
And then Randy, the segment was actually a little too long.
But then we have, that was a little, it was a good segment, but it did last a little too long. Yeah. I thought they dragged, because I was waiting for, Rowan to pop up.
I did like how Randy.
How badass would that be? Because they had a lot of negative space in there. How badass would it be if like Rowan was like, "What's up?" And we had like a new Wyatt family. But I do have something to add to that. So Matt Hardy made an interesting tweet to Bray Wyatt about him and Brother Nero. So WWE, you need to get on that, because if we had a new Wyatt family,
I didn't see that,
with the Broken Hardys and Bray Wyatt. I can't remember exactly what it said, but then also Matt Hardy tweeted about maybe being at, later in April, maybe being in New Japan. So maybe Matt is just sending out feelers, trying to make some money, which, it's America, go ahead and do that, Matt.
Yeah.
But how cool would that be if Bray shows up at Mania to defend his belt with the Hardys in his corner?
That'd be pretty cool. I'd get excited for that.
That'd be pretty badass.
But then I would immediately, my mind would immediately go to, well, okay, they're the new Wyatts, so they're rehashing the new brood again.
Hot breath. Nah, but I think it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be pretty cool. But
so that ended with Bray, like, smashing his head on stuff. His cab is on fire. Sister Abigail's remains are burned.
Randy's just posing in front of a fire like this, which was hilarious to me.
I don't like this.
It was hilarious. I'm like, you just posing in front of fire.
So, let's
warm yourself. Ah, you bastard.
Ninja vanish. I want you to superimpose smoke there and then just have us disappear.
Nope.
All right. That's too much work. So let's go to Talking Smack, which we don't normally talk about here, but there's a good segment. We're just talking about the one segment where AJ just comes storming and out of breath, like, you better not take this title shot away from me. I jumped through all your hoops and just giving shit to Shannon and says, I'm glad you got kicked in the face. You deserved it for restarting that match.
Yeah.
And
I agreed with everything. It's, I mean.
So, and I know they're setting up Shane and AJ at Mania, but this is what I want. This is what I want, okay? So we can have our cake and eat it too. Daniel Bryan, Grossman Scrotes, because you're still a terrible GM. I love you, DB, as a wrestler, but God, you suck as a GM. Randy versus AJ for, the chance to face Bray in the main event. Kind of like what they did with Daniel Bryan and Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing like that. Have Shane screw over AJ.
Mm-hmm.
And then they make a match for AJ and Shane later on in Mania. Because we got like 6 hours.
Oh my gosh.
So long with all the pre-show and Mania.
Yeah.
God, you wanted to say it's long watching on TV. Think about standing outside a stadium at like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Nah, dude.
And then Dallas fucked up because we didn't even get in there until like the end of the Usos match. We didn't even see the Usos versus Dudleys. We got to see the 6-woman, 8-woman tag match. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
It was nice seeing Brie get carried out though on their shoulders
like
that for her retirement. But yeah, so I mean, we got time to fill, so have Shane somehow screw over AJ, or something happens that screws over AJ. AJ bitches about it. He's like, no, I want you in the ring tonight. Because that would get a big pop out of the crowd, too.
Oh, so, yeah.
I mean, that way we don't waste AJ in Mania, because I feel him versus Shane's a waste. I don't know why they're trying to build that.
I don't know. I mean, I liked the idea of if Rollins wasn't going to be ready by Mania, the idea that was getting batted around was Shane versus Triple H. I wouldn't have minded that. If they built it up right, I think that would have been actually pretty good.
Yeah, I wouldn't have minded that just because, A, I don't care about Triple H matches anymore. Not that I don't care about Triple H, but he's had his time. Like, I've already seen him main event Mania at least twice.
Oh, yeah.
Probably more. No, 3 times. Because he did it against Jericho, he did it against Cena, and he's done it against Rollins. No, four times, because WrestleMania 2000, he was in that Fatal 4-Way. Mm-hmm. So we've seen at least four main events with
Triple H. And then he's faced The Undertaker, like, three times.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. So it's like, we've seen him in that spot, so him versus Shane, I feel neither would be wasted. But AJ, he's older.
Yeah.
He doesn't have too many manias left. I want to see him
in the got a hot streak going on right now. He's got a lot of momentum.
He's the biggest guy in the company.
Yeah.
Like, hands down, he is the top guy in the company right now.
That's not John Cena.
No, when I say with the fans, he's the top guy in the company.
Yeah.
If you lined up every superstar, just like put a finger over their head and had like a clap meter with like noise sounds, AJ would get the biggest pop.
Oh, yeah. Easy. I think the only people that would come close would be Cena, Balor, and Owens.
Cena would only come close because there would be so many boos.
Yeah. It's just last night, that was a really pro-Cena crowd.
Oh, that was. But
it was extremely pro-Cena.
It's really hard to be anti-Cena when you got The Miz right there. Because The Miz, love him or hate him, just he elicits boos.
Yeah.
Just like Owens now has been eliciting boos. Like, people are booing Kevin Owens now. They're not cheering Kevin Owens. They're booing him. Which I also like, people are booing Samoa Joe, too.
Mm-hmm.
I do it takes a special kind of heel to elicit those boos.
Oh, yeah.
When they're over with the fans.
Exactly.
Joe's great at it. Joe always got booed by the NXT crowd. The NXT crowd's a very smart crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so that's where we're going to end the show tonight. Like I said earlier in the program, tune in Friday. Just check back Friday. Just make sure you hit that little bell to notify you. Like and subscribe. Because then when we go live, you're going to get a little notification from your app on YouTube saying, hey, Clash of the Nerds is live. You'll see us in line waiting for the Switch. You'll see us get the Switch. And then you'll see us unbox the Switch. And then all day Friday, we're going to do live streams. The podcast, we're going to be playing the Switch, obviously. It's Nintendo week here. It's Nintendo Day on Friday. All about the Switch. So we're going to do unboxings of that, unboxing the game, the Pro Controller, and we're going to kind of give, like, spur-of-the-moment reviews, what we like, what we don't like, what we grow to like, what we grow to dislike about the Switch. Mm-hmm. We're going to be playing a bunch of games, because there's some launch Nintendo indie games coming out.
Yeah.
I don't have the list with me now, but if you go to ClashOfTheNerds.com, I've got the full list there of all the independent games coming to the Switch. So like, subscribe, share, please. Make a comment. You like us, you hate us. I do enjoy the mean comments. I will respond to them sometimes. I will not respond to others. If you make a valid point, I agree with you. Make a valid point. It's your opinion. But if you're a dickhead, I might block. But or we'll just roast you on the comment show. So like and subscribe. Subscribe button's going to be here. We're going to have some videos right here for you. Watch wrestling.
Yeah.
Yes.